Well, the Rangers have regained home ice advantage last night in Ottawa.
Rangers stay in there looking for the puck, though. It's slipped away by Schmidt, not out, kept in at the line. Shot by Girardi, blocked, score! Boyle, again, was right there for New York. And he flipped the backhander in, the first goal of the hockey game.
That Brian Boyle goal proved to be the only tally of the contest, as the Rangers shut out the Senators in Game 3 1-0, sound courtesy of the NHL. Henrik Lundqvist made 39 saves for the Rangers, who now hold a 2-1 lead in the best-of-7 first-round series. In Washington, D.C., Zdeno Chara buried the tie-breaking tally with less than 2 minutes left, as the Bruins beat the Capitals 4-3 to take a 2-1 series lead. In San Jose, Patrick Berglund scored his third goal of the series, as the Blues skated past the Sharks in the Shark Tank 4-3. St. Louis leads that series 2-1. To the NBA last night in New Jersey, LeBron James scored Miami's final 17 points, finishing with a game-high 37, as the Heat rallied to cut down the Nets 101-98. Elsewhere, San Antonio hammered Golden State 120-99, the Clippers routed Oklahoma City 92-77, Washington surprised Chicago 87-84, Denver held off Houston 105-102, Phoenix pasted Portland 125-107, New Orleans dumped Charlotte 75-67, Orlando topped Philadelphia 113-100, Indiana dropped Minnesota 111-88, Atlanta rolled over Toronto 109-87, and Utah outlasted Dallas 123-121 in triple overtime. To baseball last night in New York, Carl Pavano tossed 7 solid innings and Justin Morneau connected on a moonshot as the Twins trounced the Yankees 7-3. In Boston, James Shield scattered 4 hits over 8 1/3 as the Rays avoided a series sweep by blanking the Red Sox 2-0. Elsewhere in the American League, Detroit downed Kansas City 3-2, Baltimore bounced the White Sox 10-4-10, and the Angels shut out Oakland 6-0. Over to the NL last night in Atlanta, Ike Davis launched a tie-breaking 3-run shot as the Mets coasted past the Braves 6-1. Elsewhere, Washington doubled up Houston 6-3, Philadelphia downed San Francisco 5-2, San Diego ripped Colorado 7-1, and Arizona got by Pittsburgh 5-1. In college basketball, 5 Kentucky underclassmen, including projected number 1 NBA draft pick Anthony Davis, are expected to announce their draft intentions at a joint news conference later today. And Richard Pitino, son of Louisville's Rick Pitino, has been hired to replace Isaiah Thomas as basketball coach at Florida International. I'm Tristan O'Neill, WAMC News.